Adam Maguire has Friday's business news.
Thanks, Anya. A delegation from Pittsburgh is in town this week as it seeks to establish a direct air connection between Dublin and the US city. It's part of an expansion at the city's airport, which last year opened a route with London Heathrow. Rich Fitzgerald is county executive for Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, which Pittsburgh is a part of. He joins me in studio now. Rich, why do you think there would be enough demand for a direct route between Dublin and Pittsburgh?
Well, there's an awful lot of demand from both ways. Pittsburgh has really become a huge technology and robotics institute. The fact that you've got 9 UPMC operations here, that P stands for Pittsburgh here, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. BNY Mellon, which is one of the largest financial transaction processors in the world, also has a major operation in both places. Many of our law firms, Kraft Heinz, so many different organizations. And of course, the NFL, National Football League, has just granted the Pittsburgh Steelers the rights to do the marketing for American football in Ireland. Obviously, Ambassador Rooney, who was the ambassador under the Obama administration, has deep ties here, as do many other people. The other thing that I don't think people realize, Pittsburgh has one of the largest Irish populations, ancestral populations in America. We have over 20% of our population can trace their history, including myself, back to Ireland, whereas most in America is around 10%, 8 to 10%. So there's a large, large cultural as well as business point to be made for both cities.
There has been an increase in connectivity between North America and Ireland in recent years, and as I mentioned, the Pittsburgh to London route opened last year. So you could fly via London to Dublin. You could also maybe fly to Washington DC and get a connection from there. Do you think this the support then, and what difference would it make if it was a direct route as opposed to just having those transfers?
There would be, because one of the things when we got the London flight with British Airways, they originally put on 4 days a week, and very quickly, because of the demand, it went up to 6 days a week, and they're filling that plane. When I came over here using the British Airways and the Aer Lingus flight, they were full. So we're in really good position with a lot of demand, and we feel there would really be a great opportunity for the airline to have fill up this flight. The U.S. ambassador, Claire, is going to be having an event for us with our business community. Again, all those folks that I mentioned, the Rooney family, as well, the Steelers, as well as the BNY Mellon, Kraft Heinz, UPMC, and many other Pittsburgh Eaton Corporation organizations are going to be here hosting an event with some of our partners on both sides of the Atlantic.
Aer Lingus is probably the most obvious target for this bid to get a direct route. Have you met them, and what kind of supports are you prepared to offer them if they're willing to launch this?
We've been having those discussions, and we had the same kind of discussions we've had with British Airways when we got that underway. Those things are going to be talked about and negotiated, and we'll certainly be supportive. Our state government has been very supportive, as well as the Biden administration has been very, very influential. And because of the importance politically of Western Pennsylvania, which is where Allegheny County and Pittsburgh are located, we've had a lot of support. Again, the U.S. ambassador is going to be hosting the event next week for us, and it's the very first airport that's doing an expansion around climate change, around sustainability, since the Biden administration passed the infrastructure bill.
That is a big issue that people would have. The idea of increasing air links is that, you know, the climate impact on that is quite significant.
And Pittsburgh is leading the way, and we're the only airport, I think, in America, and maybe in the world, that creates our own energy using solar and the natural gas that we have on our facility. So we have our own microgrid, we have our own cogen plant. We're not dependent on the grid, so to speak, to provide the power for our operations.
Rich Fitzgerald, County Executive at Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, thank you very much for that.